huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. Hi, it's Rob Moore here. They say time is money. I say that's a big myth. That is a big myth. So I'll quickly share with you what I believe time and money are not, and then what I believe time and money are, so you can maximize and increase both your time and your money. So time is not money. And I think they say that time is money because if you spend your time to make money, you make more money. The problem is you've spent your time. Now, you can always get money back, but you can never, ever get time back. So if you get into the trap that time is money and you essentially sell the short amount of time that you have on this planet for a small amount of money, that surely is not the way you want to maximize the rest of your life. So I'll talk about what time and money are in a moment. First things first then, time doesn't exist. Time is a human construct. So we decided that we would measure the Earth going once around the sun. We decided that we would create a year, a month, a week, a day, an hour, a minute, and a second. But they actually don't exist. The universe doesn't have a clock. So what I believe time really is, and some people say this is very negative. I don't believe so. I think it's actually really positive. But some people say that time is money. But I say when you are born, you have a predestined amount of time left in your life. Now, it may or may not be predetermined. I'm not going to go into that. But let's say you're going to live 100 years. Let's say that. So you are born and you are counting down from 100 years. So when you're one, you've got 99 years left. When you're 50, you've got 50 years left. And when you're 90, you've got 10 years left. That's the way I see time. Why? Because then you don't fucking waste it. And you know that every minute, hour, day, year, decade that goes by, if you don't maximize and leverage and live and enjoy that time, essentially, time, therefore, is not money. Time is life. I believe that time is life. And when you waste time, your life goes down. And when you invest and get benefit from time, you are maximizing the short amount of time you have on this planet. So the problem with people saying that time is money is it makes us think, okay, I'll exchange all my time for money. But it's probably not a lot because it's not the best way to make money. And then we can't get any of the time back, but we can always get money back. So what is money then? And then I'm going to cover what time and money really are. So money is also constructed by humanity and it doesn't exist. It's not real. So if time is what we've constructed to measure how the Earth goes around the sun, but the universe doesn't have a clock, money is the same. The universe doesn't have money as a measurement and a concept. What money is a human construct to universally exchange value. That's all it is. It's not time. So if you want to preserve and maximize your time and leverage and maximize your income, this is what you need to do. You need to stop selling your time for small amounts of money. And then when you want and need more money, selling your time for smaller amounts of money or, you know, overtime or time and a half. I find that concept very strange. And you need to start investing your time and your money. So if you invest your money into assets that create recurring income, Not only do you have an asset that appreciates in value, not only do you have recurring income month after month after month, but you don't have to sell your time for that income. Therefore, you minimize your 100-year clock going down to zero. I think if human beings, when they were born, instead of looking at age zero up to age 90, I think if we were born age 90 and it went down to zero, we'd see time a different way. So instead of selling your time for money and thinking that time is money, you preserve your time by investing and building assets, personal brand assets, digital assets, real estate assets, etc. You create assets that produce income, but you don't have to keep exchanging your time for, and then you minimize your time loss in your life. The next thing I believe you can do is do something you love for a job. So if your passion is also your profession, if your vocation is also your vacation, then you are not selling the time that you have that's going down and down and down for something to just live. Because people who are selling their time, the most precious thing you have, there's nothing more precious than your time. And if you're selling that time for a bit of money to pay the bills, to hopefully do a bit of what you love, except you've got no fucking time left and you hate what you're doing, selling your time for hopefully some freedom, but there's no freedom left. I mean, that's one of the great paradoxes of the world that we live in. Whereas if you love what you do and do what you love, your vocation is your vacation and your passion is your profession, you are investing your time, getting passion and joy and enthusiasm and life force energy from your time, and you're earning on it as well. So by the way, I love investing in assets. Now, I love investing in assets because it produces recurring income and it preserves my time. But I also love investing in assets because I just fucking love investing in assets. And if assets didn't produce recurring income, but it was just a hobby, I'd love investing in assets, buying them under market value, doing a deal, fixing them up, making them produce recurring income, getting them managed, seeing them grow. Yeah, I fucking love that anyway. I freaking love doing these Facebook lives and these content and talking about business and money and finance. So take some time to think about how you could merge your passion and your profession. Now, 40 years ago, this wasn't a concept. Get on the factory, work 10 hours a day on the factory line, do that till you're 50, 55, 60, 65, have a few hours a day left to eat and spend time with your family and maybe the odd weekend to, you know, do some kind of passion or hobby or something that you love to do, and that's your life. It's done. Whereas now you can be an influencer, a content creator. You can have a social media platform. You can turn your passion into information, into education, into implementation. The world has changed. And anything that you are and that you want to do as a passion can also now be a profession. Whereas 40 years ago, you couldn't be a podcaster or a YouTuber or monetize your poetry or have social media tools that produce income. You couldn't do any of that 40 years ago in the industrial age. But we've moved from the industrial age to the information revolution. I believe we're in Influencer 3.0, which is content creation, passion, profession, merge. Some people are kind of following me and it's weirding me out somewhat. Hit the share button if you think this is useful. Hit the share button if you think other people should hear about this. Hit the share button if you know people who are basically dying very slowly, but not realizing that their life clock is going down. I bought this Your Life in Weeks picture thing. So you can go online and Your Life in Weeks. And what you do is you buy essentially a sheet of paper that you can frame and put on the wall. And it's got your life in weeks already spent. And then you fill in each week a little black dot. And I bought that because I thought, you know what? I want to look at that every day and go, don't waste today. Don't waste this week. Don't waste tomorrow. Don't waste this week. So the maximum time leverage is to merge your passion and profession, your vocation and your vacation. Love what you do and do what you love. And you preserve your time by investing into assets that produce recurring income. And then you've liberated yourself. Time is not money. Time does not exist. The universe does not have a clock. Time is just the short amount of life we're given that we have left. If we reversed our age, instead of from 0 to 100, it was 100 to 0, we'd look at time differently because we would literally see our time, our life slipping away day by day, month by month, year by year. I have less life. Live your fucking life. Now, we need money to live our life because we've all agreed humanitarianly that we've created money as a way to exchange value universally. And it's a good tool. It works. It's effective. It's got low friction. It's universally recognizable. But what too many people are doing, exchanging all their life for it, but they've not got much money. Money makes a freaking terrible master, but it makes a very good servant. So hit the share button. I hope you find what I've said useful. Thanks for following my work. I really appreciate you. I'd love your thoughts in the comments. What do you think time is? What do you think money is? When people say time is money, they are selling their life away. Invest in assets, produce recurring income, use that recurring income to fund the vocation, the life that you want to live, the things that you want to do in the short amount of time that you're here. Love you all. Hit the share button now. Come on, we need to get this message out. People are always saying to me, Rob, this stuff you teach is really useful. They don't teach it in schools. Why don't our kids know this stuff? Then hit the share button then. That's how we help the world. Because, yeah, I wasn't taught this at school. Love you all.